I'm David.
And I'm Matt.
And you're listening to the Mastering Mondays podcast.
Here, we dive into the world of Microsoft and explore how it can help you, whether you're a business, an education provider, or an individual trying to make the most of the suite of Microsoft apps available.
Want to improve efficiency, boost profitability, master Microsoft's product range, or simply learn from some of the most valuable Microsoft experts who are sharing their stories with us? Then you're in the right place.
Welcome to the Mastering Mondays podcast, brought to you by No More Bad Mondays.
Welcome to this week's episode of Mastering Mondays. Today, we're diving deep into the world of email management. We'll explore practical tips and tricks to help you tame your inbox, boost productivity, and reclaim your time. Now, whether you're drowning in a sea of emails or simply looking to streamline your workflow, this episode is for you. We'll discuss the power of automation, the art of effective email communication, and the importance of choosing the right tool for the job. So let's get started on your journey to an organized and efficient inbox. And by the end of this episode, you'll be equipped with the knowledge to take control of your email and achieve a new level of productivity. So to kick things off, let's address the fundamental question, why does effective email management matter? Now over to you, Matt. Tell us why it matters.
So despite the rise of all those other communication tools like, you know, Teams, Planner Comments, Loop, and all those newer collaboration platforms, email is still really the cornerstone of professional communication. It remains the main way that businesses formally communicate, both internally and externally. And I'd say it's safe to assume almost everyone listening has found themselves with an overwhelming inbox at some point, maybe even just this week. You open up in the morning and there are 20, maybe even 30 emails waiting, and you just think, where do I start? You might try to squeeze in some time to clear a few emails during a break, planning to come back later on. But then when you do, there's another batch waiting, and soon enough, the inbox feels like it's spiraling out of control. And this kind of backlog is really common, but it's definitely not ideal. So when your inbox is cluttered, it impacts your focus and your productivity, and it's just plain stressful, really. So effective email management is really about maintaining a clean and organized inbox to support both personal productivity and broader team efficiency as well. There are quite a few tools and techniques to help with this. So for example, Outlook itself, you've got features like rules and filters and sweep to sort and categorize emails automatically. You can use tools like Power Automate, which can streamline your workflow by auto-sorting or even responding to particular emails. I know we're going to go through some of those shortly. But at the end of the day, good email management isn't just about feeling organized. It actually has a ripple effect on your productivity, your focus, and even the overall efficiency of your team or even your organization. So by making email management a priority, you're setting yourself up to work more efficiently and with a lot less stress.
So Matt, are we going to help? Because there's two kinds of people that we might help here. One is the person who is generally looking to be more effective in the way they manage their emails going forward, and the other is me, who has currently had a huge workload and I've ignored my emails for the last 3 weeks. So I've ignored my emails for the last 3 weeks so I can actually do some utterly essential stuff. And now, you know, I've got a horror in front of me. What's my approach?
You know, so as I've sort of said already, when you've got a backlog of emails, it can feel overwhelming. But there are some straightforward approaches that you can take. And one of them is Microsoft's 4Ds that really helps with clearing things out and staying on top of incoming emails. I find it super effective, especially in situations like yours when there are a lot to get through. So here's how it works. The first D is delete. If you see any emails that are clearly irrelevant, like promotional newsletters or anything that isn't directly related to work, just delete it right away. Don't overthink it. This step alone can cut your inbox significantly and only takes a quick scan to get rid of those obvious emails that you do not need. The second D is do it. If an email requires an action that takes 2 minutes or less, just tackle it there and then. A lot of emails only need a quick reply, maybe a yes or a no or a brief piece of information. If that's the case, don't worry about formalities, just respond. That small time investment keeps things from piling up and prevents the simple stuff from becoming bigger. Now, obviously, there's a debate there whether email should be used for quick responses, and we will definitely get into that as well, I think. The third D is delegate. Sometimes you're not actually the best person to handle a particular email. If there's something that you can think is better addressed by a colleague, forward it to them and be clear about what you need. Delegating can help you focus on tasks that require your direct attention without leaving things hanging. And of course, you can mix that in really with the second D, which was do it, because it might take you 5, 6, 7 minutes to respond to an email that's come through, but it might take one of your colleagues under 2 minutes. So you're helping each other out there with getting those emails done in under 2 minutes. And finally, the fourth D is defer. If an email needs a more thoughtful or time-consuming response, schedule it for later. Mark it, set a reminder, or put it on your calendar so you don't forget, but make sure it's not sitting there in your inbox nagging you in the meantime. So to start with, really, those four steps, delete, do, delegate, and defer, are a great way to get control of your inbox. Using them consistently not only helps with catching up, but also keeps your inbox manageable in the long run.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, though, about is it the right platform? Because that was the immediate thing that I thought. If actually, you know, it's internal and it's a communication from somebody where you don't feel obliged to be formal with them, so it's likely to be a colleague. Yeah, I mean, I would argue it's not the right platform.
So let's break it down quickly, because obviously there are so many different platforms. So Microsoft Teams is perfect for real-time, quick collaboration, like instant messaging, but within the work environment. For those quick, informal updates or questions, Teams is ideal. It's like your digital tap on the shoulder to a colleague without the formalities of email. Obviously, Outlook should be used for more formal communication, like things that need to be clear, documented trails or scheduling. Outlook is where we set up meetings and send out formal announcements or communicate externally in a way that feels more structured and definitely more professional. Project management tools, so like Asana or Microsoft Planner, are fantastic for task-related communications. You know, if an email relates to an ongoing project or action item, moving that to the task management platform keeps everything in one place and reduces the risk of important information getting lost in the email backlog. This is especially useful for deferred tasks because it keeps the email conversation attached to the project itself, making it easier to track and revisit. And lastly, we cannot forget face-to-face communication. When you need to really connect, discuss something complex, or get immediate feedback, face-to-face is pretty much always the best approach. Whether in person or over video, it adds a depth that email and chat just don't capture. So if you can do it face-to-face, do it face-to-face and don't send an email. So in matching these types of communications with the most effective platform, you're not only organizing emails, but also making sure every interaction is streamlined and suited to the task at hand.
Okay, so I've deleted the emails that I can delete because they're just sort of spam or irrelevant or aren't something that I need to action. I've delegated to my team of helpers all the emails that they can complete within 2 minutes, but I can't. I've done everything that I can do within 2 minutes, and I've deferred those items that are that I've got a particular, you know, time frame that I need to deal with them in. But there are other tools available, aren't there? So what about rules and folders?
So once you've gone through the initial steps of deleting, delegating, doing, and deferring, you can take things a little bit further by setting up tools or settings like sweep and rules in Outlook to automate some of the ongoing email management that you're going to need. So starting with Sweep, it's great for organizing existing emails. For example, let's say you've got a bunch of marketing emails or newsletters from a source like ASOS, Topshop, something like that, that you don't need to see every day, but you might want to look at later. With Sweep, you can select one of those emails, click the Sweep button, and choose to move all emails from that person, from that company, into a folder. Or you could choose to delete all of those existing emails from that sender as well, get rid of them straight away because you don't need them. It's a quick way to clear out clutter across past and present emails with just a couple of clicks. Then for like ongoing organization, there's rules. So rules allow you to automate how certain types of emails are handled as soon as they come in. So for instance, if you keep getting emails from a particular sender, you can set a rule that automatically moves them to a folder or even again, deletes them immediately. This can be useful if unsubscribing isn't an option, but I definitely recommend unsubscribing as much as possible. So using folders with these rules and even with the sweep can help you create categories for different types of emails. Like, I don't know, maybe you've got a folder for audit records or project updates. So they stay organized while cluttering your main inbox. One potential drawback here is that on a mobile in particular, it's easy to overlook new emails that go straight to a subfolder. You'll still get the notifications, but if you're just glancing at your inbox on the go, you might miss them. So overall, Sweep and rules and folders can help you automate a big portion of your email management, making it easier to keep your inbox clear and focused on the emails that need your attention right away.
Copilot and AI, how can that help us? And might that help us look at these other folders that we've swept these emails into potentially? Might it be that you can get a summarization of those folders that you've created, that you've got your rules that move particular emails into those folders?
Absolutely, David. So that's one of the exciting things that I find about AI and tools like Copilot is email management. It can really take things like to the next level, like really quickly. So with Copilot, you can essentially use it as a personal assistant for sorting, summarizing, and prioritizing emails. So for example, you could ask Copilot to summarize key emails from a particular sender or even give you an overview of what's in a folder. So let's say you've got a folder dedicated to audit-related emails. You can ask it to summarize unread messages in that folder, tell you how many messages are from a particular sender, or even flag any emails that contain important keywords. So Copilot can also prioritize your inbox based on urgency or importance. If certain emails are tagged as important or as high priority, you can have Copilot surface those for you right at the start of your day. This means that you're not just seeing a mass of emails, but instead getting a curated list of what really matters. And it's not just about reading. Copilot can also help you organize as well. So if your folders need a refresh, or if you find that certain types of emails could be better categorized, you can prompt Copilot to reorganize for easier access.
So Matt, I'm actually a bit rubbish at emails in terms of just trying to keep on top of them. This is a really useful episode for me. But one thing that I do, and I'm not sure whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, everyone knows that when you delete an email, it's not really deleted, is it? Is sitting there somewhere on the servers. Now, so knowing that, what I tend to do is I tend to use the fact that if it's been read, if it's not highlighted bold, then I know it's as good as deleted, isn't it? Why do I need to delete it? I can tell which ones I've looked at and which ones I haven't. Do I really need to delete it?
Look, I get it. A lot of people feel that way about their emails, like that's their own sort of like digital archive just in case they need something one day. But honestly, having an inbox overflowing with read or unread messages can work against you even if you're comfortable with the clutter. So think of it this way. Keeping your inbox at or near zero actually does help improve focus and productivity, and it cuts down on that just-in-case stress. You're right, their emails technically aren't gone forever when you delete them. They're backed up and often archived on servers for a while, especially in corporation settings. So if there's something critical that you might need in the future, it's likely to still be recovered, but you probably don't need it. But when everything's sitting in one inbox, it can become harder to find the truly important stuff that you're going to need. So by deleting or archiving irrelevant emails, you can make sure that what remains is generally useful. Even if you don't feel like deleting everything, you could set up some automated archiving rules to clear out older messages, move them into an archive folder, or perhaps even use Power Automate to move them over to a SharePoint or recreate them in a PDF. That way you have a cluttered-free inbox for current prioritization and keep that backlog down. You don't need it. You don't need those emails. So you don't have to live in a digital maze. Decluttering a bit could make things easier and still give you a peace of mind that you won't lose anything important.
Okay, so you've sorted out my inbox. My life is tidy and organized. I'm much more productive, which I'm sure you'll be very pleased about. Let's talk about the emails that I'm sending out, and let's talk about spacing. How should I send emails to make sure that they have the maximum impact?
Yeah, so email spacing is one of my favorite things. Spacing out emails that you send can make a real difference in managing not only your inbox, but also your overall workflow and everyone else's. Think of it like this. So when you fire off responses to everyone right away, let's say you did it at 9 a.m. because you're clearing out your inbox at 9 a.m., you've got a bit of time, you're likely to trigger a wave of replies that hit your inbox an hour or two later. So by spacing out your replies, you can control the pace of your incoming emails and prevent that midday overload that makes you feel like you're back to square one. Here's how to use it. Once you've gone through your morning emails, instead of hitting send and all of them right away, use the scheduler to stagger them across the day. Maybe one at 9 a.m., another one at 10, another one at 11, and so on. That way, you're keeping the pace steady, allowing everyone to digest and respond in the most manageable way for you, and giving yourself breathing room to tackle new tasks without the rapid email boomerang effect that's going to happen. This method helps keep your day more organized, cuts down on the overwhelming waves of replies, and benefits your team as well. Everyone gets message in a more digestible flow, which can improve response quality and reduce email fatigue. I prioritize based on the urgency and immediacy of the need rather than organizational level. Let's say a message comes in from someone on reception. They might need an immediate response because they're trying to reach me about something happening in real time, like someone waiting for me in the lobby. That's more time sensitive than, say, a request from a CEO for a report due next week, which is important, but probably not as urgent in that exact moment. So for me, it's about gauging the context and urgency of the message. So I'll respond to critical real-time needs quicker and space out responses for less urgent items, regardless of sender. That way, I'm able to stay responsive when it really counts without overwhelming my day with back and forths.
I think the final thing that we really want to cover here is about how we can use automations to help with some of our email tasks, because obviously Power Automate, you can do anything with that with regards to emails, can't you? So how might we use Power Automate to help us with our more repetitive email tasks?
Yes, so Power Automate can be a game changer for handling repetitive email tasks. It's especially useful for streamlining processes like regular archiving, so archiving attachments, or sending reminders. So let's take an example of invoices. Let's say you're receiving a monthly invoice email from Microsoft. Power Automate can detect when an email arrives from Microsoft with a certain subject line, like Microsoft invoice. From there, you can set up a flow that automatically saves the invoice attachment to a designated SharePoint folder. This keeps all your invoices organized in one place, and you won't have to worry about manually saving each one. If needed, you could also have Power Automate send an automatic notification to, say, the finance team, letting them know that the new invoice is ready for review in SharePoint. Additionally, you can have Power Automate delete the email after saving the attachment, again, keeping your inbox clutter-free. Or if you want to keep both the email and the attachment, again, why not just use Power Automate to save a copy of the email content to a document or to a file in SharePoint as well. Beyond attachments, you can use Power Automate for a range of other tasks as well, like flagging emails with particular keywords to follow up, or even creating task lists in Teams, Outlook, Planner. It really allows you to customize your email workflow to focus on what's important without spending so much time on manual actions. So if you're not using Power Automate, I strongly recommend you start using it now.
I think that's a really, really interesting point, actually, because particularly that example there, because clearly the you know, your tenant invoice from Microsoft isn't something you're ever going to respond to. Actually, you know, if it does have to go to your finance team, well, you don't want to communicate that by email, because that's the wrong platform. It's an internal comm. So yeah, absolutely. Shove the invoice in a SharePoint directory or folder, and then ping them a message on Teams. Hey, you know, it's arrived. They don't need to respond to that. It's just a reminder. It's on the right platform. So it's almost like Power Automate can be a way of moving the communication from the wrong platform to the right platform. So I find, Matt, that actually quite a lot of the notifications I get are around, you know, calendars and invites and trying to arrange stuff. So, you know, what am I to do with that sort of thing?
Yeah, so there's a great way to handle the back and forth that you get when you're scheduling meetings, which really can eat up time, adds emails to your inbox, and it's just not really very effective. For this, I love how Microsoft Bookings can take a lot of the pain out of the process. So instead of dealing with those endless email chains about when someone can meet or when is someone available, I can just set my availability in Microsoft Bookings, and then people can choose a slot that works for them and for me. This way, I'm not constantly having to send multiple replies to figure out a time that works for both of us. Plus, since it syncs with my Outlook calendar, I won't have to worry about double booking or missing something. It seems like a much more effective way to handle meetings, especially when you're managing a lot of them.
Matt, that's been absolutely fascinating. And I think that that's going to be really, really helpful to me in terms of managing my email inbox and getting ahead of the horror that is currently existing in my email inbox. So what we'll do is I will go away and I'm going to spend a day rejigging the way that I manage my emails. I'm gonna follow those four D's that you specified. I'm gonna schedule my emails, and we'll see where we get to. I'll get back. I'll report back, and I'll tell you if your tips have made a difference to my life.